Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And today I'm still sharing concerning delay and veil. Delay and veil. I spoke concerning Abraham and his father Terah, and how his father delayed him in fulfilling the call of God upon his life. Hallelujah. You must take away all delays. You know, apart from the delay, there's a veil as well. There are those who come into your life as veils. As they are there, you can't see. There are things that are around that prevent you from seeing the way God wants you to see. And Abraham had something like that around him. Hallelujah. If you read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, the Bible says, and Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered. This is after the death of Terah, Abraham's father. It says, and Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Hallelujah. So Abraham went out of Haran with Lot. Terah had died, so he continued with Lot. If you remember, they came out of the land of Mesopotamia together with Lot and with Terah. Hallelujah. Now when you read in Genesis chapter 13 verse 5, the Bible says, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. You know, Lot had become rich, had become influential by virtue of his association with Abraham. You know, He was so influential, and his herds had become great. He had great flocks. He had so many things, you know, with him. He had so much. And after some time, Lot's servants and Abraham's servants, that's Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, were fighting and quarreling over the grass and what the animals were going to eat. So Abraham called Lot and told him, you know, choose and move out away from me so that there wouldn't be any fight between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. And when you read in Genesis chapter 13, verse 10, the Bible says, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Hallelujah. But Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Hallelujah. You know, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abraham, now this is verse 14, Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. It says, as soon as Lot left him, Abraham, God spoke to Abraham, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. Hallelujah. As soon as Lot left, God told Abraham to lift up his eyes. The meaning of the name Lot is veil. Veil. So Lot was serving as a veil. Lot's presence was preventing Abraham from seeing the way God wanted him to see, from pursuing the vision of God that God wanted him to pursue. And the day Lot left, the Bible says, God told him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, including where Lot had just gone to. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall this thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I'll give it unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So there are some people who are veils. There are some things that are serving as a veil around you and preventing you from running the race that God has called you to, and doing what God has called you to. And I pray that today, every delay in your life and every veil in your life will be taken away, for you to see clearly, for you to be able to go the way God wants you to go and produce the results that God wants you to produce. Hallelujah. So on that day, when you stand before Him, you can give a great account of yourself, because that's what God wants. Praise the Lord. The veil is taken away. Refuse to allow anybody to prevent you from seeing God's word and understanding God's word. Go to places where you can hear the word of God, and places where you can understand the word of God. It's so important for you. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again until then. God bless you. Bye-bye.